Boogie.
Hey.
All right, learn me on that induction. Turning towers in the gas.
Yeah.
How's
Yeah,
that work?
I don't know how that works.
Oh, you have no idea? Mr. Lemon
Not
didn't tell you how
really.
that. I have no idea how it fucking works either. Where's the, where do you put the fucking oil? Know what I'm saying? Oil's either in Long Island, and then you got to shoot the eddies over to the towers, or the coils are
I
in the
don't
fucking
understand how that works.
towers. Yeah, it sounds pretty fucking
I'm
stupid
just
to me,
a
but
caveman.
are you? Probably. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I'm just a caveman.
You
I
can
don't
tell
know how
yourself
that works.
what you want. I'm just looking for that answer.
Your world
Oh,
frightens and confuses
and
me.
why
I'm
do
not.
you and but you know, it has to be something like that because you saw the video. Like we all saw of
Has to be
9/11,
something
and the
like
buildings
what?
collapsed like no other building has ever collapsed before. So it has to be some kind of special fucking shit that did it.
Does it? Is that
Because
your
the video
opinion?
can't be fucking fake.
Is that your opinion?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All right. So what are you going to teach me here? Hurry up.
Not here to teach you anything.
You want me to come on this live stream and you're going to teach me some shit, weren't you?
No, I never said I was
Oh,
going to
then
teach
why the
you.
fuck, why'd you want me in here then?
You told me to come in here. I
You told
forgot
me to come
already.
in there.
Yeah, you told me to come in,
Yeah, I
go
said
live.
I'd
All
rather talk to you in live stream than
right,
in
well,
the
here we are.
direct.
Here
So
we are.
you wanted to
Congratulations.
talk to me. What do you want to
No,
talk about?
you were asking me questions in the chat, and I told you I'm driving, so that's why we're talking. So,
I
what the
did.
fuck? I answered your question. Is that all you wanted answered? That one question? Fine, I answered it. If you
You have
want to
no
go,
idea.
go.
All
You got somewhere to
right.
go there.
Well, I knew you didn't know what the fuck was up.
Right,
You
yeah.
basically don't know much of shit. You know what?
Say
I
that
enjoyed
again.
that. I
I
enjoy.
can't hear you. Can you say that again?
I enjoyed that chat you had with Av when he asked you those questions and you couldn't answer them.
Yeah, App doesn't have any answers.
The seals in Saskatchewan. He had to tell you the answer to that riddle.
Oh yeah, that's obviously. Yeah, that's obvious. I did
It
get that
wasn't
already.
obvious. You
It's a
couldn't
trick
fucking figure it out.
question. It's a trick question. What the fuck?
Not a
Are
trick
you out of
question.
your fucking mind? Like, go back and listen to
Is a
it.
trick
First, get
question
the wax out of
for
your
the
ears
people.
first.
That was the
Go
whole
back
point
and
of the
listen.
video that the politicians should have known there was no seals in Saskatchewan, but Boogeyman don't have to know that. All right.
Oh my God, yo, yeah, go back and listen, man. You like to twist the facts.
I did
SRK.
listen. It's funny as fuck.
You like to twist the
Don't even
facts.
know what do I have to do with Rick James? I'm missing that point.
Okay, you're gonna caveman me again. That's
I'm
fine. I'm
seriously, I don't know what the
not.
fuck point you're making on
All
that
you
shit.
gotta, all you do is ask questions. You never
Yes,
fuck up
because
nothing special.
people type shit and don't know what the fuck they're talking about, so
You're
I ask
just
them questions to
cavemaning
see what
me.
the
It's a
fuck they
that's a
know.
devil's advocate caveman tactic. You just ask questions, and then there's just more questions,
No.
on top of questions, right? Yeah, it's a
That's how you define the terms, how you start a
either way.
conversation.
Either
Could call it
way.
the Socratic
Are you
method.
finished? Are you
Depends.
done? You got anything else constructive to say?
You're the one that said I was a fucking coward, didn't
You
want
should
to
put
chat
some
with your dumb
respect on my
ass.
name, yo.
Fuck you and your name. How's that?
Yeah, come to Akron so I can get within arm's length of you and you see how you talk,
What are
nigger.
you gonna do? What are you gonna do to me, Boogie?
Yeah,
Tell me.
nigger. How about that? Yeah, come to
What are you
Akron.
gonna do, Boogie?
Better yet, come to Cleveland so I can get within arm's length of you.
What are you gonna do to
Yeah,
me, Boogie? You gonna
Yeah,
beat
that's
me
what
up,
I thought,
Boogie?
nigger.
Boogie, you gonna beat me up? Is that what
No.
your plan is, Boogie? Gonna
No.
beat me up?
Oh. Oh,
Then
no.
what is it?
See? You like that? You going to always put words in my mouth, man. I
I
never
don't know.
said
You said
that.
arm's length. What does arm's
Yeah, I
length
just
mean?
want to get within arm's length of you. That's all.
That means you can put your
I
hands
never
on me.
said no.
I wouldn't call you a dumbass.
You
You
a
can put your
lawyer and
hands
a
on me.
cop?
Is that what the
Oh,
fuck you're
you a cop
saying?
and a lawyer, huh?
Huh?
Are you
I missed
Batman?
that.
Get the fuck
What'd you
out of here.
say? What'd you
This is
say,
good.
tough guy? Tough guy, what'd you say?
He's triggered now. Good. I'm glad you're mad now.
I'm not mad.
I'm
I'm
glad you're
enjoying
mad now.
this shit.
Let's go.
Okay, ass.
Hey, you see them my bills yesterday? Yeah, baby. Let's go.
I don't give a fuck about the Bills. No, I did not. I didn't. Did they play? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they played the Rams yesterday, and they mollywopped.
I don't give a fuck.
It could have been worse. They have four turnovers. They still won by three touchdowns.
That's good.
Yeah.
Ohio State, you know, they may go undefeated this year. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe.
But, yeah, it man, you're trolling, man. Like, you're too smart. I'm not letting you off the hook. Fucking with me.
Off the hook of what? Off the hook of what?
So just calm down. Simmer your ass down.
I am calm. You're the one that said you're going to – I can't speak to you and let – If you were next to me, I'd be scared to speak to your ass.
Down,
you're
saying? We can talk. Just fucking simmer your ass, all right?
Yeah, I'm simmered.
All right, good. Thank you.
Tell me how those towers collapsed.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I think only the perps know how they pulled it off, right? Have you ever seen anything like that before? Like, if I fucked your girl, right? Like, she might not tell you all the positions I put her in, right? You'll just know that she got fucked. That's all you need to know, baby. Bro.
Yeah,
that's all you need to know. You don't need to know.
You probably fuck her after you beat me up when I go to Akron.
Nonsense, right? Hey, you just know you were violated, right? That's all you need to know. That's all.
Yeah, hey, you know what? You know what you're doing right now? You have a story in your head, and you're telling it to yourself. You realize what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't do that in public. Don't do that in public.
Cleveland.
You get caught out there.
Yeah, whatever.
Motherfucker.
Whatever, man. I can't let you off the hook, man, for acting like this.
Don't let me off the hook.
Nah.
Don't let me off the hook, dummy.
Shit. Yeah, I like you, man. I always liked you.
No, you don't. You don't like no one here. You come in, talk shit, call nigger.
I got a lot of love.
Call caveman shit.
You know, I really do. Like, we
didn't play the
see eye to eye. You just like to fuck with me, yo. Like, it's
you don't see eye to eye.
Yeah. Yeah, sure we do. Like, you say you don't know what happened to the towers, right? And neither do I. What the fuck?
Well, I don't know what happened. And I know I saw in a movie on fucking TV. And I also know that buildings don't collapse like that. And I know you can't melt a fucking building, vaporize, actually, turn to gas.
Right.
A building in Manhattan from fucking Long Island.
Yeah, I don't think they could. I don't think
that's just fucking retarded.
Yes, though. I don't think that's what happened.
Vaporized? That's what vaporized means.
I never said they were vaporized.
Oh, then what happened to
me? You love to straw man me with your points. Your own.
Oh, that's what Graphene was saying. I was just asking you to. Oh, all right. So you don't agree with Graphene?
I'm me, man. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, did you Google Monster how the graphene was discovered?
That's why I don't have no patience with you, man. Like, you listen to what I say. You just want to make up a narrative and then claim it's mine. It's weird.
All right. Okay. So how did this collapse that no one's ever seen before happen? You got a theory? Besides just probably just some shit on TV you saw?
Yeah, well, I believe they started the demolition process in 1993.
Cool. So how'd they do that demolition? We saw on TV.
That shit was weird. Uh-oh. Huh? Boogeyman said believe. Alert, 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 troll alert. Let's attack that and not like get to the bottom of the issue, right? Get the fuck out of here.
Actually, I didn't even notice you said believe, dumbass.
I don't even know if I did. I'm really high right now, so I'm not
That's
really
cool, sure. So am I, but
either way.
Let me ask you
either way, like the point still stands.
Did you Google how graphene was discovered yet?
No, fuck no. I'm not into that kind of weird shit at all. Like, I don't know, you know, graphene, I don't know. I just know, you know, I stay away from the fucking vax and all that. So that's all that matters.
Right? Don't have nothing to do with the vax.
All right, well, what does graphene, what are you talking about?
Graphene is a single layer of carbon.
Okay.
Like a honeycomb shape.
Now I know, thank you.
You know how they discovered it?
No.
Fucking scotch sticky tape and fucking pencil lead.
All right, so quackery.
Yeah. Well, that's your boy's name, Graphene Lemmy.
Yeah, that's why.
Don't it make sense now?
Don't that make sense now?
Graphene Lemmy?
That's why I fuck with you, because, yeah, I'm with you. That's bullshit. Okay? Like, that's. What the fuck?
Well, good. Now that we settled that, we got to get back on this fucking building collapse. I need a theory from you. Besides, you saw it on fucking TV.
Look, I'm not your nigger, man. I don't have to give you shit. Like, you already know my stance, so I don't know what the fuck.
You don't have a stance. You say the video's fucking real.
Yes.
Then you got to come up with some shit like
I don't got to come up with nothing for you. That's where you least, fail. Again,
At least Meesum and Graphene Lemon come up with some silly-ass theories.
Yeah, well.
With some impossible shit.
I'm just being honest, man. I'm just a caveman. I don't know.
You got to put come on. You got to at least come up with a particle to stick in the hole.
Like I fucking said, theory, I'm not like the rest of them motherfuckers. I don't have to do anything.
No, you don't.
You're right. Yeah, there you go. So, I don't know. Like, you need to simmer yourself. Okay.
Well, I'm just curious. I'd like an explanation for this collapse before you keep telling me, before you keep fucking spamming that the video's real. If I see something impossible on video, I'm not going to invent an impossible scenario to explain it.
All right. Fair enough, bro. I understand your point.
Why don't you? Why do you believe an impossible fucking thing on video? Never happened before, ever. Why do you believe that shit?
I don't believe anything, man. That's where you fail.
Well, you're searching the believe it in the chats.
I'm sorry?
You're searching to believe it in the chat? Because there's millions of people
I don't believe
in Lower Manhattan.
I don't believe anything. We've been over that in the chat too, right?
Yeah, so, you say that, but then you type in my opinion.
Yeah, you know what? Can you have an opinion without believing something?
No, you cannot. Google it, dummy.
All right, if you say so. Okay. See? Yeah. I mean,
seriously, you can't Google it for real. Sometimes you say really dumb shit.
Smart. I never claim to be smart. Go check the fucking game tape. Go check the chat. I never argued you when you called me dumb. I never said, hey, I'm not dumb. I never said that.
Well, you're throwing words around. You don't know what the fuck they mean. Just stop doing that shit, and I won't have to check you.
What word would that be?
Belief, and then using the word opinion right behind
it. You fail. See, you should have just shut the fuck up. There's a difference between believing and knowing. You fucking nigger, get the fuck out of here.
I was talking about how you type.
Sometimes I gotta tell you,
and then you type IMO in the next fucking sentence like a retard,
like
stupid motherfucker.
Oh, I can't stand this boogeyman. His language is so offensive. I don't give a fuck.
Me neither. I've been cussing on this site for, 12 years? 11 years?
It's bullshit. I don't give a fuck. Tune out. Block me. I don't care.
Why am I going to block you? You said fun, boogie.
Ab could just fucking throw it in the trash. You know what I mean? He's going to publish it or whatever. Whatever happens. But he doesn't have to. So, whatever. And no one has to listen either. So,
what are you talking about, Boogie? What are you talking about now?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, whatever.
You lost me there for a second, Boogie. What the fuck are you talking about? Ab don't have to put what up?
The chat.
Boogie. Oh, this chat? Yeah. No, he don't have to put it up. It's his site. He probably will, though.
So if he don't like what I'm saying, then
he's gonna enjoy the shit out of this one.
Even he could even take this part out. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit.
He's not. He's really gonna enjoy.
No, he'll post it all. I know. I don't care. It's whatever, man. Like, I'm not gonna tolerate fucking weirdos and trolls like acting like you're gonna.
Who's trolling you? Who's trolling you?
Belief in knowing now to
who's
prove
trolling you. Like, I didn't bring up belief in knowing.
He's very cultish. Like that's what a cult member does.
You just didn't know that belief and opinion are the same fucking thing. That was my point, fucking dummy. God damn, you're stupid.
Cult member versus,
it's hard to talk to you because you're fucking stupid.
All right. Go ahead. You got the floor, man. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. I'm glad we got this talk. You got a couple days to think about.
I don't got shit.
Like, how the fuck that impossible collapse you saw on TV?
Oh, no.
Why do you think
that's
real?
I don't got to do shit.
Think like, about I've
that been
shit.
You, and you're older than me. How have I been hitting you?
I'm older than you.
Oh, I know, because you came afterwards to fucking gatekeep. Yeah, that's why.
What do you mean afterwards to gatekeep? What are you talking about?
came after you, Marcus Allen, all the weirdos came after people figured out what the fuck happened. Shut it down, right?
Wait. Who figured out what?
Came and shut it down, right?
Who it's figured all out? Fake. Who are these people that figured out what happened? Hurry up, Boogie.
I'm
Where
sorry.
Are these people that figured out what happened you were just talking about? Tell me about it.
Tell you about who?
The people you said that me and Marcus Allen gatekeeped, the people that you said that were figuring shit out, and me and Marcus Allen.
There's normal people, like thousands of people were.
Oh, yeah, there are thousands of people that figured out that shit, and Marcus Allen stopped them.
Maybe millions. I don't know.
Millions. Me and Marcus Allen stopped them.
No, you didn't stop shit.
Then what's your problem then? I know I didn't stop shit.
The problem is you. What the fuck do you mean?
What's my problem?
Right now, it's you. It hasn't What's been. Like I said, I agree with a lot of what you say, but now you're just fucking with me. I don't appreciate it.
No, I'm just not being polite to you because you're a dick. I can be a dick back. Boogie, where you go?
Well...
Hi, this is Heroes.
Purple Plate.
Fluidic Blue Now.
Emerald Equator.
The Asarian.
Pioptica.
The Sign.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
All right, you there?
Yeah, man, I gotta go.
What?
I gotta go. Talk to you later, Boogie. It's been fun.
All right.
Later, tough guy.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, so predictable and lame. But on my end, this is easy. I mean, come on, it's obvious to see what's going on here, right? Like, how the fuck am I supposed to know how the fucking towers came down? I don't know. Like everyone else, we saw it and like, what the fuck? Well, we know it didn't fucking collapse. So, it fucking exploded, so. Shit. I don't know. Fucking brought it down, so to speak. No one witnessed what happened. Ridiculous. People that have never been down there would even consider such an absurd scenario. And of course, you know, your gatekeepers, weirdos, shills, useful idiots. But, I mean, normal folk. You know, that have been in the area understand that there's too many people that live and work in the area for a lot of people not to have a decent view of the demise of the Twin Towers.
Stop, everyone.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're good now. I got a quick 15 minutes, so I won't be too long, but, yeah, hope everyone's well. My name is Baby, or Baby, as Fakeologist likes to say. And,
Thing Baby.
And, it's a wet morning in Melbourne. And, yeah, I'm feeling okay.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
How's it going all?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day in Northeast Ohio as well.
Cool. Yeah. That's good. It's actually raining here, but it's like a pleasant rain, you know?
Beautiful day in Northeast Italy, too.
Oh, really? Yeah, right.
Well, on and off. It's been, yeah, that's currently beautiful.
Nice. Yeah.
How's it going, Boogie?
I'm sorry?
I said, how's it going?
I'm right now, my way back.
Mm.
A little bit distracted going up the big hill. But
your voice isn't very clear for me. I don't know about you.
Cutting out a little.
Yeah, I can barely pick up what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh.
The current fake empire is has ended.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Obviously not. It's just interesting. What's your question?
Do you think the Queen actually committed any crimes?
Well, that would completely depend on whether her name is directly on the paperwork behind what that so-called entity does, or whether she's just the postcard for the tourism aspect of the British Empire, you know what I mean? That we do not know, I don't believe.
Yeah, I don't personally think she committed any crimes ever.
For all you know, she's like more or less been a slave to this sort of system she was born into, rather than it being her intentions, I think. You know?
But even then again,
even if there is a she.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that last part? I spoke over you and I didn't quite hear what you said.
That's the first time I've heard you apologize for speaking over someone.
Yeah, because you're actually a reasonable person and you deserve the bar.
Fair enough, bro. What did I say? No, it's, you know, who's to know whether what we see as the Queen, what we see as the royal family is even what we're told it is, you know? Could be anything. It's the City of London and the financial sort of aspects of that, and how a lot of the corporations throughout the world are sort of, their roots seem to stem from the City of London. I think that's a real thing, but whether this sort of British Empire and the royal family and the Queen is a real thing, I'm open to either or there.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, she's in the mainstream. She certainly is. Well, the whole role of the British crown is like sort of ceremonial in a lot of regards.
Yeah, but you've got the crown as in what you consider royalty, and the king and the queen, that sort of crown. But you've also got the crown as in the Crown Corporation of the City of London and that sort of thing, the paperwork, the paper trail behind that sort of thing. They seem to be two different entities. So that's why I feel that the British royal family thing is more of a front to, you know, so kind of hijacking the concept of the crown by it being the traditional royal thing, where the crown is, on the paperwork, is really that small block of the City of London that seems to be sort of at the end of the paper trail of most sort of
straw man.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
But yeah, I mean, it's like a what do you call it? It's kind of like a system that has it's got its place, what do you call it? It's like the Westminster system or something like that. It's like there's all these undercurrents of gears that make them move, but then they officially have this kind of thing.
The uniform, you know, commercial code, the maritime law. But I hear people calling her a murderer, you know, and all that, and it's like, nah, I think that's a reach, like at best.
That's the conspiracy candy stuff, isn't it? So it's,
yeah, like she's not. She's just an old. She's just a woman.
Yeah, I mean, like the only thing I can, when you mentioned it before, is she a murderer? It's like, it just made me think of like Dresden, you know, the firebombing of Dresden, and I mean, it's probably more owing to that sweaty hog, Winston Churchill. But
there you go, yeah.
but that's not, it's neither here nor there in some regards with the Queen, because
it is to the people that are disrespecting her with these stupid memes or like, oh, Queen is dead, fuck her, or whatever, you know, like that's just, to me, it's kind of,
yeah, but you can call it disrespecting, but I would also call the fake persona of the Queen a disrespect to the people as well, you know. So it's like, you people could be making comments like that about this figure of the Queen, but at the same time,
that's why I have little patience for some of the people around here, right? Because they're disingenuous, right? You get it? It's like you're saying, oh, she's not who she says she is, or she has some certain privilege or whatever. Because of that, I don't know. Yeah,
but for all we know, these people could be born with completely different names in completely different family circles that are sort of handed a role to perform the role of the royal family and the Queen and that. So what I'm saying is that what we're talking about could be so irrelevant to actually what's going on that even we are falling for bullshit, basically.
Well, that's
we just don't know.
Part of my point is that she is just born into her role, right? And she's just, what you see is what you get, basically, right? You know, people want to say she's a lizard, you know, like, I think that's a reach at best, you know, she's not a lizard, she's not a murderer, she's just someone who was born into that role. So she wasn't responsible for the bombing in Dresden. She may have been alive, but she was not like a part of that plan.
But I'd say these are things like probably more symbolic. So even, you know, the year she was, whatever you call it, inaugurated or whatever, you know, the year she was introduced to the year she was outed with a, you know, particular name and the dates and all that. That's probably more symbology within that stuff than there is, you know, who she actually is and what she actually did.
Aren't their last name Windsor or something like that?
Saxe-Coburg, Windsor.
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean, it's right there. It's not a secret. There's no need for another layer, you know? Like, people, who really knows that, right? Like, how many people would know that that's their name?
Yeah, I mean, I find with the people that you're probably talking about, Boogeyman, is that they just have, like, a thing where they don't want to address their own issues, so they find it easier to like blame something that is just ridiculous. And
it's the externalizing of our problems at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I say that lightly. I don't mean, it's not like a blanket statement.
Oh, of course, you know. Yeah. Yeah, likewise. I mean, it's just a outpouring of their, I feel like, their own kind of unwillingness to address issues that are caused by their hand. You know, when I mentioned Dresden before, it's like it was just like, I'm trying to think of something kind of, yeah, you're like, not like something monumental to attach to, like a murderer thing. I mean, shouldn't exactly like, she may have been like the crown at the time that happened, but it was certainly out of her hands, you know. But yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, I don't again, really, even politically, like even the yeah, for sure. But yeah, it's you could say the same about any sort of situation of when the Bushes were, you know, apparently in power in America, and you know, Rothschilds and the history and all that sort of thing. It's like these are names that seem to be present at the time of these things occurring. But I would imagine that.
Well, I think there's probably most of these
in some crimes, though.
Potentially, yeah, perhaps. But what I was getting at was that, you know, you would have private industry that is behind, you know, different particular resources or weaponry or whatever that are pushing their own agendas that pay off the current power structure or the government or the royal families at the time to allow these things to go on. But, you know, history will tell that were they were the people in charge at the time, you know, at this point in history where this thing occurred. But, you know, there's a good chance that, again, you've got private industry and corporation that were more or less doing their deals and paying off who they need to pay off to make sure that happens.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be more to the point, I'd imagine.
Mm. Yeah, I got a feeling like in maybe 50 to 100 years, her legacy is going to look like
oh. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, well, I know. I feel like her legacy is going to be something like she gave autonomy to the Commonwealth nations during her reign. Like, if people are going to like blanket it or something like that, and that's probably a good look on her behalf. But that's a long way.
Well, that'll be in the history books. Yeah, yeah. Almost like the liberation, and it came from the feminine as well. So that was a woman.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're full.
That was a queen of power. Yeah.
We're full into that now. So. Mm. Everything's gonna have to kind of spin from here now forward, coming down the place.
Yeah, and if you look at those colonies, like say Malaysia, Singapore, as examples, they kind of right now in the midst of it, they're not really like happy with the history of what happened there. But I think in the long run, they're going to look back at it and say, well, they set up a system of governance which we now have. And it put like us in a position that's better than other European colonies, such as like Indonesia with the Dutch or Philippines with the Spanish.
Even
possibly South Africa. Obviously, a bit of, you know, there's a bit of touchiness with it was like a half German colony as well, but yeah, but I mean, it is historic, you know, like yesterday I was working at the cathedral and, one of the priests came in and was like, can you change everything to purple? In Catholicism, like colors are a big deal. So I was like, I wonder why he's changing everything to purple. And then he started talking about the queen. And I was like, oh, I forgot about that. It was like, you know,
What was the Church of England, which is apparently, so the Queen is said to be the head of the Church of England, correct?
Yeah, she's the head of the Church of England, absolutely.
So, but isn't there some sort of separation between the traditional Catholic Church and then the Church of England?
Yeah, so there is, and I think what they didn't go into like reasonings for stuff. They just, one of the things that I said was that, you know, Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And, you know, the Queen was the Australian sovereign. So, she deserves at least, maybe just like a few words to say that she died. And that's really it. You know, if it was the Pope, it'd be a way bigger deal, but,
put a few purple cushions on the pew for her.
Yeah, well, actually, what is it? It's like the tabernacle gets a purple color, the chalice gets a veil that's purple, and the priest wears a chasuble that's purple. I think in a lot of parishes, it's just the priest wearing a different color because a lot of that stuff's gone. But
still, okay.
Yeah, pretty interesting. He actually wore a purple chasuble that was a French Catholic purple chasuble, so I thought that was kind of interesting as well. It's like, yeah, it's not really honoring Britain in some respect anyway, but
Well, do you think it's suggesting that the days of that sort of royal worship is over, and it's now heading towards more of this sort of new fucking woke culture of worship? Or do you think it's just going to recycle back into a new
royal? That's what's been happening in the past 200 years or more, no?
Oh, 100%. But what I meant is this the moment that it's in your face? You know, this is the moment it changed, kind of thing. Or is it?
Sure, I think we're in a bottleneck, you know, with all this stuff. But I don't think it's, you know, I think there's still going to be a, you know, king, you know, queen or whatever, eventually. Queen.
I mean,
I pay zero attention to this. Have they announced any sort of what's next?
Well, yeah, there's a new king, King Charles III.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As in, what was Prince Charles?
Yeah, Prince Charles. Yeah.
Oh, you're joking. Just,
yeah, wow. Yeah. Well, he's just what do you call it? He just hasn't taken a regnal name yet, but it's rumored that he'll take Charles III. Yeah. So, as soon as she dies, that's what happens apparently, which I'm sure many people didn't know, including myself. But that's what
I remember that being suggested. But I also thought that one of his sons was set up for it, and they're saying William.
Well, I think if my feeling is, and I think a lot of people is that if Charles was going to be kind of like smart about the future of the royal hierarchy of England, he would probably give it to a younger person, just as his maternal grandfather did.
Because the way I look at it is, if these sorts of institutions that, you know, seem to be in control of some level and seem to be managing us on some level, if they really wanted to have the best effect with their sort of plans and agendas, you would put the young, you know, the young blood forward, or you would put the feminine blood forward over an old, withering man like Charles, because that would breed more dissent and hate for that sort of structure, not system.
Yeah, if perhaps. He was a
place, you know, I don't know. I that's the way I kind of see it.
I
would have thought they'd put forward a fucking, you know, homosexual or something.
But that's the thing, is it's like, I think the reasoning behind that is, it's like, sure, in name they have a new king. I guess it would be his son, Prince William of Wales. That's his title now. He took his dad's title. And what Charles would be like, more or less an advisor to an unofficial advisor of some sort. So, realistically speaking, it's like, yeah, it is the new king, is King William or Prince William, but you still have him lurking in the background, you know, doing what his philanthropy or whatever he does these days. Yeah, it's like a one thing I did notice is it's a bit of a, with Australian boomer people, it's like a bit of a touchy point because they're always saying like, well, it has to be Charles, because they imagine themselves, I think, in some kind of like position like that. And it's like, well, obviously I would, again. You know, so I think it'll probably stay that way. And I don't think Charles will abdicate. And just keep that boomer Woodstock Festival vibe continuing on. yeah, in a sense.
It's just fucking, it's just kind of boring at the same time that this has been thrown into the mix of everything that's been happening.
A little bit. Because it's like, when you think about it, it's like, compared to, I mean, sure, COVID was a pretty big thing. But like when you think about, you know, the 20 years or so in between 9/11, it's like the Queen passing, especially for Commonwealth nations, is like the most historic moment, that was going to happen at some point. So, although it is a little like boring because we don't have much of them in our lives. It's actually like outside of that, it's actually like quite historic. Yeah, it's like, that's all there really is to it to some extent.
So I think she deserves, and I mean, we all deserve to put it in the proper context of like who she really was.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Yep. We don't know who she really was. This is my point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what don't you know? I mean, her life is available. It's like an open book, pretty much, right?
Yeah, but so is Brad Pitt, and I don't know him.
No, you know, I mean? It's not the same. It's not the same as Brad Pitt. Like, come on, the Queen. Hello.
I'm just saying that. I'm just saying. I don't know any of these people. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's only so many hours in a day, right? So, like, is she? I mean, I don't think you mean she pulls off like a hyper realistic mask, right?
Like, no, I'm not talking about that. No.
Sure. So, like, she is who she was who she was, right? So, I mean, we know Windsor or whatever. I mean, what else is there to know, right? Like, I guess if you ask, oh, is she a blood drinker, right? Like, yeah, I don't know.
We're all waiting for the, what do you call it? The 2-hour David Icke epic. That's going to be hitting the DVD rack pretty soon. I do
of his books, but.
I do feel what you're saying, Boogeyman. It's like, I just can't articulate it. It's like, in history, there is like great people, you know, that's really all there is to it. It's like, these people are remembered in a different kind of light than, the rabble or the profane. Sure, you know, if you went to one of their get-togethers or parties, you'd see like a very different person, in personal, kind of, public persona vis-a-vis kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, what's the damage control like at Windsor Castle or whatever? Are they gonna like kind of capitalize on a good public image, or are they gonna, they're just gonna like let her die, you know?
Not to undermine her in any way or whatever, but I kind of have always seen a role like herself, someone like what's the fucking the guy in the wheelchair that can't talk?
Oh, Stephen Hawking, yeah.
Stephen Hawking, yeah. I've kind of always seen her under the role of like somebody that they wheel out, you know what I mean? Like they have the kid, you know what I mean? So I That's I've had a
Stephen Hawking.
No, I'm not. Again, I'm not trying to like, you know, have a low blow here. I'm just saying that it's in a way, I've got empathy for these people to a degree, because sure, I feel like they are being used for this sort of thing. You know what I mean? So there's a deeper layer to,
you know, she didn't take the throne, you know, like fucking Game of Thrones style.
No, absolutely not. That's what I mean. So she was born into a role, and she's like, she wouldn't have had a choice. It was just like, no, this is you. You're going to make an appearance every Christmas, and you're going to read this thing we give you, and that's about it. And that's all we can even perceive from this woman as well. You know, beyond that, it's.
And whoever that poor sap was, that was the Stephen Hawking guy, like, that's messed up, man. Whoever was.
Oh, that's fucking twisted, isn't it? That's
super twisted, dude. Because there's no way he was being translated. Like, that's, come on. Come
absolutely. On. It's fucking as dark as it gets, I think. That's just horrible.
Oi, guys, I gotta go, but good chat, mate.
All right.
No worries, dude. See you later.
Yeah, that's some dark shit, man. And
but that's how I've kind of viewed these sorts of roles in the public. It's just more of that. That's how it was.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, because that's an extreme example, and you're right. I mean, that just goes to show the lengths of the extreme lengths they're willing to go to. Because I mean, I find it very hard to believe that he was being translated, you know, through some machine. But is that whatever? Is that what do you?
It was almost like he pissed a few people off, so they put him in that state and then said, "You're going to spend the rest of your life being the mouthpiece," so to say. The irony behind that of their agenda.
Wow, that's some spooky shit.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, I just know.
I wonder this about Bill Gates. All these characters in our public view, you know, your Bill Gates and your fucking Fauci's and your whatever. I wonder whether these are all sorts, you know, types that have potentially been sacrificed in a way to, like, you're going to be the center of attention for, you know, you're going to be the mouthpiece, you're going to be the 2 minutes of hate for everyone in this 1984 paradigm.
A perfect example of that is O.J. Simpson. Like, I think he's one of the first, like, reality TV LARPs, you know? Like, cause after the O.J. trial in America, you got shows like The Real World and stuff like that really took off. And everyone just wanted reality TV, right? Or at least that's what they were forcing down our throats. So, you know, obviously growing up, I thought, you know, that maybe it was someone else that killed those people. I don't know. Maybe they really did die. You know, the Nicole and Ron Goldman. But I don't think OJ killed him. Might have been trying to cover up for his son.
Yeah, I don't know. My instincts would tell me the whole thing's kind of a bit of a show, more than there being any substance behind the story. But I don't know. That's just my instincts.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, the trial was a fucking kangaroo court. Like, that was definitely not legit.
So then they've done it with Alex Jones recently. I mean, I haven't followed any of that, so don't really give a fuck. But I've noticed people bring it up here and there. But was that a similar thing? So, like, a televised trial and it had something to do with Sandy Hook, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't watch not 1 minute of that, but yeah, I heard about it. Yeah. So
does that automatically place Alex Jones in a, you know, a theatrical role, or what does it do there?
Sure, but I mean, obviously a lot of us people in these circles wrote him off, you know, 10 years ago or more. So, yeah, that, I mean, I guess that's just confirmation. But I don't
know.
I
mean, I wrote him off as well, you know, in my own way. But I'm always open minded to that. Yeah.
Legit, I guess. Like the trial part of it. I don't
know. Why would it be a trial? You know, like why would there be such a thing? This, you know, it just seems odd in the first place.
Well, I mean, they're clearly trying to set an example, regardless if it's real or not, right? Like the message is, like, don't, like, go try to be truthful.
Why wouldn't that happen?
Don't question the shit.
Why wouldn't that happen back when he was questioning Sandy Hook and then turned on it? Why wouldn't it happen then? Why now?
Well, the process started. This was a whole process. You know, it's been years in the making. This just didn't pop up now, like this year.
Within the mainstream, it did, in a sense.
I don't think so, but I wouldn't be the best one to ask because I don't pay attention to mainstream at all. All my news comes through filters. So I couldn't really tell you what was on the mainstream. You know, I just know that this came up. They started giving him a hard time. This was at least 4-5 years ago. So I don't know what hit the mainstream. You know, like I know obviously the trial hit, you know, that was unavoidable. Because it made it through some of my filters, right? So.
Have you ever listened to or heard Alex Jones, like third party, like through a different interviewer, you know, not through his own shows?
Back in the day, the GCN days, I don't know if you remember, you know.
That rings a bell.
Yeah, there was...
I've heard him speaking with others, you know, here and there.
Mark Rivera, a guy that he focused on the Pentagon. I think he had a show called, like, What Really Happened or something like that. I think he would be a guest on there. It was back in the day, a long time ago.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Listen here.
Did you say checks or chicks in that song?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Chicks.
Yeah, that's what I've always thought. But I think someone recently said it was checks because money and checks. But yeah.
No, chicks.
Oh. Yeah. I've always thought that.
Mandoozled? Or Mirandella?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. The only Mandela effect that's ever rang true to me is the actual Mandela, because I swear he was announced dead in prison when I was a child. I swear that occurred.
Oh, my goodness.
All of a sudden, he was out of prison. That's the only Mandela effect that I've ever thought. So I don't
know. That's really weird.
Sort of, credibility.
To me, like, that's one of, like, the worst ones, like, as far as, like, I know he, now I can't say I know, it was never reported that he died, obviously, because it could have been reported that he was died where you live, right? I don't know.
But he
was never reported dead here in America, like, as far as, I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if they try out different narratives around the world.
I don't know, but he was always alive. Like, there was this artist named Talib Kweli, and he made a rap album
This was probably, I don't know, very early 2000s. And he has him speaking on there. It was like not too long after he had gotten out of jail or whatever. I don't know. Maybe he got out of the jail in the 90s, but either way, you know, like he's always been a part of my, you know, memory as far as like, you know, remember growing up and learning about this guy and whatever. But there are a few that, you know, can fuck me, but I don't know. I don't have the best memory, so. That's the thing. When you're not a liar, you don't have to have the best memory. You can just go with the flow.
What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Going well, Mike.
Very good.
Yo, Boogeyman, I apologize for that last conversation we were having about sports, man. My battery died. That was like a week ago or something.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Did you have a chance to watch the game last night?
Which game?
First football game of the year. Buffalo Bills versus Los Angeles Rams.
I watched, like, to the second quarter. I don't know. It was pretty boring to me, honestly.
Yeah, there are a lot of turnovers. So, you know, a lot of stalled drives. It was 10-10 at halftime. It ended up 31-10. So the action picked up in the second half.
Well, the quarterback play was good at the beginning of the game. And then after that, it was just, it went downhill. It was all defense after that.
Yeah, I mean, there were some fluke turnovers. I mean, the Buffalo was dominating the whole game. It would have been a lot worse without those turnovers, but a couple of them were just fluky, you know, bloopers. So,
pretty sure it's a wrap. Von Miller recruited. What's his face? The wide receiver, Odell Beckham.
That would be great.
I'm pretty sure the Super Bowl is already wrapped.
Oh, you mean like scripted?
It's already written in stone, unless somebody gets injured.
So it's not scripted. It's fucking, well, I don't know what you call that, fucking chipped in stone?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I mean, at the beginning of the season, last season, it was the same exact thing. I think people had a hunch that the Los Angeles Rams were going to win it when they got Odell and Von Miller and the quarterback.
Yeah, I don't want to really get into it because I've been a Bills fan my whole, for a long time. I won't say my whole life, but very long time, right? So I've had my heart broken. So I don't really want to like count the, anything before it's actually taken place, you know? Like, you seen what happened last year, right?
It's a cautious fan, like the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, you guys I'm acting like you're from Cleveland.
I used to be a Cleveland fan.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was into it. Yeah. Even though they have a history of bad quarterbacks, yeah. Just so the colors, I guess.
Are you gonna root for them tomorrow?
Who are they playing against?
Carolina. Baker went to Carolina and they're
Yeah, Carolina's gonna absolutely stomp the Browns.
You think?
Demolished. Absolutely demolished.
I hope so, but I don't think so.
Baker Mayfield, 400 yards.
I don't know. I hope so.
Look, man.
The Browns have really good defense, so.
Just look at the gematria, man. If you study gematria and you wanna win games with your pick'ems, just go to Gematria Effect News Sports on YouTube.
Hey, you want to play a game?
Sorry?
Why do you think it's directly related to something like Gematria when it's just could be simply just fixed sports from businessmen who got a lot of money riding on it?
Sure.
Wouldn't it just be as simple as that?
people make money off of this.
All right, yeah, hold on one second. I just want to say one thing, and you guys can talk. You can go back and forth. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna pick games, and you're gonna pick games with your gematria method, right? And
don't then have me do it. Don't have me do it. Have gematria affect news sports. Do it.
Well, you're telling me I should do it. Are you not taking advantage of this?
I've known about it for several years, but I haven't really.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just play a fun game just for this week's games, right? Like, we'll pick them. You go by whatever gematria, whatever, and I'll pick the games, and we'll see who has better record at the end. I'm not going to use any gematria.
Oh, okay. And we're not going to use real money? We're just going to study this?
Yeah, just to see. Yeah, no money, just to see.
Okay, all right. I'm going to – let me get a piece of paper and a pen. We'll get this down.
Yeah, and this is how we'll do it, okay? So we'll take all the games. Let's just say there's 14 games, right? I'm not exactly sure how many there are, right? Let's just say there's 14, right? Mm-hmm. So you take all 14 games and list them out, right? And then you assign each game a number, right? Now, the one you're most sure about gets the highest number, right? So 14 would be assigned to the game that you're most certain about, like who's going to win, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you number one would obviously be the one that you're least confident in, right? So like what you'll do, we'll add up how many you got right against how many I got right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, whoever has the most points wins.
So there's 14 total games?
I'm not exactly sure. You'll have to check exactly how many there are this week left.
How's that using this gematria thing there?
We're just studying it. That's all.
Yeah, it's just to see if there's any merit to it, right? It's like, can he pick a higher percentage of games?
Sure.
As opposed to me, like, what my knowledge
is.
This isn't really gematria because you would have to study the numbers before you place the bet. We're just placing bets based off like who we think point. As them so, as a team.
Yeah.
That's not real gematria. Real gematria.
Oh, so you have to wait until the game's over? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Do your calculations.
Look, man, I'm telling you, look up gematria effect news sports on YouTube.
Is that the Zach Hubbard dude?
I got a name.
He's pretty much full of shit. I mean, he may know sports, you know, and he may know numbers, but he's a hustler though. So,
on some sync level, some of this stuff is potentially true, but it doesn't mean that what he's offering is a reliable source of figuring this stuff out.
Exactly. Sure.
Look.
Cherry picking, like obviously there might be something, you know, like obviously there's something to astrology, right? Like it's not just all quack.
Yeah, that's what I mean. On a sync level, yeah, absolutely. There's always something to something.
Yeah, definitely something going on with astrology, you know, whether you can understand or apply it is a whole nother thing.
Can we get a bot in here to play this YouTube?
I can do it for you.
Okay.
If you send me the link in my DM, I'll figure it out.
Sure. All right, here we go.
Okay, give me a minute. I'll be back.
No problem.
So even if many would get their hands on this sort of information and play out this sort of gematria style of figuring out who's going to win or whatnot, doesn't that not alter then the odds?
Excuse me?
If most professional sports is bet upon from the perspective of odds and you know, money being placed on certain winners or whatnot, if you've got a certain percentage of people working out from a predictional perspective who's going to win, therefore mm-hmm. That would affect the outcome of who's putting bets on, you know, whatever game or whatnot, and who, you know, who's behind the odds. So I don't understand, again, if this is all about you know, team owners that are multimillionaires are about making as much money as they can off team. It seems a bit predictable to have like a number system behind them, you know what I mean? That's why I just say, isn't it? It wouldn't just clearly be about fixing games from who they want to win perspective rather than it being behind some sort of number code.
That's what it is, man. The games are fixed for the numerology.
Not all the games are fixed.
But why for the numerology? That's what I don't get. Like, why for that? Isn't it just for the fact that
it's not money being made up?
They worship numbers.
Yeah, no. It's not for the numerology. It's not a coincidence that the Bills, like, they got, like, a good-looking, tall quarterback now, right? Like, that's part of it. It's not a coincidence Brady has been around for so long. Like, he looks like a movie star, right? Like, that's part of it. Now, it doesn't mean all the games are fixed because Brady looks like a movie star, right? Like, no, but they fucking – all it takes is for the refs to not call something or, you know, throw a flag and take away the momentum. Either way.
Boogeyman.
I can manipulate the games.
But even just enough people to be able to, you know, like, again, to be able to buy players. As soon as you start the concept of buying and selling players, you're already putting your teams in the hands of the richest folk that can afford these players to build a super team. So it's not very difficult. That's why I don't believe it needs any sort of esoteric level behind it. It's just
There isn't. It's not. It's just cherry picking numbers.
Okay. I just want to wish you guys a happy anniversary.
Boogeyman.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. I realized what time it was. You guys are at the wedding, so.
I'm sorry, what?
Hold on a second. I'm hot making.
Boogeyman.
Huh? Hello?
Boogeyman, what's up? It's stupid.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Hey, I just woke up from a nap and I had the wildest thought. I figured out who runs everything.
Oh, no, don't do it. Don't do it.
No.
She's dead now.
It is Jewish, but it's the Jewish Phoenicians.
Oh, my goodness, dude. The Phoenicians?
Yeah, the Jewish Phoenicians.
Phoenician?
I believe it's the same thing, but that's the new rabbit hole, mate. Haven't you heard?
Oh, man. Come on, stupid.
I had to say something stupid. I just woke up.
Oh, man.
But I'll listen. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, it's all good, man. All right. Yeah, so you see my Bills last night? Yeah, anyways. I can't remember what we were talking about.
I'd happily stop talking about it, to be honest.
Oh, he didn't send me the link. I couldn't find it in my messages, so not sure where he sent it. Couldn't find it. Anyway,
that level of sports is just as rough as it gets. Anyway, you know, like the trying to sign some sort of esoteric value behind the outcome of these things is
sure.
It's
not scripted, though. It's not scripted in the sense that, like, a play. Like, that's not how it works.
Not all of it. I'm sure there's, like, aspects of it that maybe. But
yeah, that's what the coaches are for, right? In the main players. Like, not the regular guys that could get cut in a day. Like, those people, they don't know shit. They're just out there ramming heads. They're not very bright.
Yeah, I'm sure there's always one or two on each team that are, you know, a bit more aware of the play.
Yeah, the people that are making like $250 million, like those people, they can get a phone call and say, oh, you're going to have to fall on your sword today. Like Patrick Mahomes did this past AFC Championship game. He literally fell on his sword in the second half. They were up 21-3, I believe, at the half. 21-3, and they lost at home. Best quarterback in the league. Undisputed.
Whenever you're ready to play that video, dude.
I couldn't find it. Did you send it to my direct message?
It's in live stream notes.
Okay, I'll go check there again. I didn't see it. I'll look.
I just posted it on there, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm on the edge of my seat. That was.
Yeah, give me a second. I'll be right back.
This video should be a real eye-opener for everyone. Dino commands. Okay. I could probably get the bot to go.
No. Yeah, it's in there's a channel called Bot Trot Command. But I think it's
Oh yeah. Let me do that. Yeah.
It's not hard, man. You just find.
All right, welcome back, True Seeker. I believe we're live. And again, congrats to the winners. Thank you to everyone who supports the Patreon. Again, it pays to support the work I do.
Yeah, this is
like we're so used to. We're starting off the NFL season 1-0. We like the Bills tonight. They had the better riddle to win. They became. Listen how awesome it is. The Bills became 7-11 on the road. All time in week one. And tonight's meeting was exactly 711 days after the last time the Bills and the Rams played each other. Of course, you had the 7-11 shootings on 7-11 in LA earlier this year. On that same day was the New York public service announcement for what to do if a nuclear bomb goes off. It's a whole big topic to discuss, but I've already told you guys about it a bunch in advance. I gave you guys this a free pick a bunch of times also in all sorts of different videos that we put out on Gematria Effect News. We were even talking about it in today's live stream out in Detroit. You guys aren't following me. I'm across the nation. I'm going to be in Buffalo tomorrow to bring them the latest news. So we're going to be in Buffalo to talk about the win tomorrow. Again, Buffalo.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hallo, ich bin Daniel von Düsseldorf, Deutschland. Und du hörst Fakolges Radio auf Fakolges.com.
He's dead 67 days before Charles' birthday. He's the new king, King 67. Yada, yada, yada. Go back and watch the old videos. I thought she might die on the 140th day this year. Instead, she dies 140 days after her birthday. And like I said, connected to the NFL season, she dies on the season opener. The Queen City's winning. The Queen's dead. England equals 57. It's the year of Super Bowl 57. Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, the Queen of New York, the 57th governor of the state from Buffalo. But congrats to the winners. It's always nice when we start the year off with a big fat W. It's what we do most years. And again, if you guys aren't on the Patreon, all the week one notes are out on the Patreon. We also have the new sports platform. It's the same as the Patreon, but it's on the new Gematria Effect News community site. You can get it in both places. Just realize I am driving a lap around the country. So I am going to decode NFL week two the best I can with the time I have. But the beginning of the season, all the week one stuff's out there because I was able to do that before I left for this road trip. But we will do all college, all NFL. Just bear with me these first, well, NFL week one's going to be fine. But week two, it's going to be tougher because I'm on the road decoding. I put in a lot of hours typically to an NFL weekly decode. It takes a lot of time to analyze all the stats and come up with the conclusions. Okay. But it's going to be a little bit less thorough until I get back home, which isn't too far from now. I'm just saying. If you do sign up for the Patreon, you know, week one might be a little bit better than week two. But again, it's a long season. I don't charge much. I charge $5 a month. It's the deal of a lifetime. Again, had you bet tonight, you would have paid off your whole year's worth of Patreon. But again, congrats to the winners. Thank you to the people who support.
I don't know.
And, the other thing was the last time. So here, I'm going to tell you guys the others who might like the Bills tonight. The Bills became 9-5 versus the Rams all time. 9-5. And the last time they played each other was the day leaving 95 days left in the year. And remember, this is the 103rd NFL season. Oh, we're talking about the Bills. One of the greatest players in Bills history is O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson, who won his trial in 95 on the date 10-3, October 3rd, 10-3. This year is the 103rd NFL season. 103-10-3. Remember, the Buffalo Top shooting, May 14th. 10 dead, 3 injured is what they reported. And again, that store opened on O.J. Simpson's birthday. So there's a lot more, but really we covered it all before it even happened. And notice how many points tonight, too. 41 points in L.A. I mean, do I even have to tell you? L.A. 41, Super Bowl 41. Last year, the L.A. Rams won the Super Bowl exactly 41 weeks after David Beckham's birthday, who has the same surname as Odell Beckham, which is an English surname in light of the Queen of England being dead today. Cincinnati's known as the Queen City, so is Buffalo. So last year, the Rams are beating the Queen City in the Super Bowl. Now they're opening against the other Queen City and losing on the day the Queen dies. And you know what else? You want another one? Remember, 911 was a huge number for the Rams in last year's Super Bowl. 9-11 was the big number. It was the 911th game for the Rams since, since the Super Bowl era began. That's what it was. The Super Bowl was the Rams' 911th game. Well, guess what? Remember, Corona means crown. Corona means crown. So coronavirus is kind of like crown virus. From the day the pandemic was declared, March 11th, 2020, until today, her death, 911 days later. And remember, after 9-11, remember on 9-11, remember, Flight 77 hit the 77-foot-tall Pentagon, 77 minutes after taking off on the 77th meridian. And when you write out September 11th, it's 77, like World Trade Center, like the Manhattan Project, blah, blah, blah. Boris Johnson just resigned on 7-7. And go watch my videos from a few days ago. I pointed out how the new Prime Minister in the UK who just took office on September 6th, 9-6, while the Queen's 96. Again, her name, she's going by her middle name, which is Elizabeth.
I don't hear it, I mute.
But again, the new Prime Minister, her real first name is Mary. And now the Queen's dead on the Virgin Mary's birthday, who's so important to the Catholic Church. And what's on the Queen's crown? The fleur-de-lis, that Catholic symbol, like on the Saints helmet. That's what the fleur-de-lis is. The Saints in the NFL, New Orleans Saints, their emblem on their helmet is the fleur-de-lis. That's also on the Queen's crown. And it's that Catholic, Masonic, New World Order Alliance. If you missed the stream I did on the Queen's death, did one while driving on the road tonight from Detroit to Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't know how to stop it.
Shout out to Cleveland. That's where I am right now.
Man, that's bullshit. I'm
be pounding pavement in Cleveland tomorrow morning. If you want to come out and say hello, follow me on Gematria Effect News 24. That's what we're doing on the streams. I'm streaming tomorrow, Cleveland. And then I'll be in Buffalo later in the afternoon. And then we'll be in New York City for the 9-11 weekend. But, again, congrats to the winners. It's always nice to start the season with a big fat W. Shout out to Brandon who came out today.
I would say so.
He was a little bit nervous after the Queen died. He's like, does this mean the Queen City's going down again? I was like, I don't know, man. I still like that 7-11 ritual with Buffalo. And I said to him, even if we lose tonight, we'll still win it back in no time. But we didn't lose tonight. We're starting off with the big W. Again, thank you to everyone who supports. It's a damn shame there's not a million people out there supporting because we'd be bigger than CNN, which we deserve to be. No. And that means a million people would have been patting their pockets big time tonight. But I don't know what to do about all these people that won't support the work. Again, no one's getting a better education at a better value in the history of humanity. Those are just facts. Okay. And again, it pays to invest in this community. Literally.
Well,
big time.
I don't know.
Yeah, look at Rod, man. Rod, who learned from me years ago. He's never stopped since he learned. He's got his own Patreon, his own community, just like Victor. But damn, Rod's people in his community are betting like $200,000 per game. And you know why they're doing that? Because they've paid a ton. I help people make a lot of money.
There is no
Rod's learned. He's helping people make money. Victor's helping people make a lot of money. Itachi's doing a great job. Kayla D. Code Talker's doing a great job. There's a lot of people who learn this knowledge. They're now teaching it.
Normally, you just need to say stop or leave.
You know, I'm not the kind of guy that could ever bet $200,000 on a game. That's too stressful for me. I feel like my heart would just stop. You know, the way so many of these games are so like tonight would have been fine because once the third quarter, it was just separation city. But anyway, I always preach. You know,
there we are.
Yeah. I think that was a difference. There you go.
She had to scroll through the commands list. She got it.
Yeah,
You have to subject everyone to that, man. Fuck.
Dude, fuck that guy. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm the one who started it, but dude. That dude is full of shit.
I get it. I get why you want to believe in that sort of thing. And I can see they do, you know, these people in control do play on these numbers, you know, these threes and the 11s and the nines and that, and, you know, the dates in between things for sure. But these guys that are making a living off Patreon subscribers for suggesting these things, you got to, yeah, take a breath, I think, in between.
Yeah, he's suggesting that he has a better's edge, like, using these numbers. But no, his edge is taking advantage of the people who patronize him. You know, give him money, so. He's just cherry picking numbers. And that's why I wanted to pick the games against that. Are you subscribed to him for picks?
No. If I did, I would have told you already.
Okay. So why are you suggesting I do that?
What do you mean? We were going to test this out. But I'm not following his stuff. This is off of my belief, not his stuff.
I thought you were referring me to go to his site for like some type of advantage, right? But I said,
if you wanted to win your actual bets, like if it's just for fun, it doesn't matter at that point.
No, it's not for fun. No. I mean, kind of. I mean,
well, yeah. If you want to win money, then subscribe to his Patreon.
Okay. I mean,
it's been working for years.
How do you know it's been working for years? This is my point, right? If you're not subscribed to it, how do you?
You know? Can look in his live, dude. He does when he records those are live. You can look at the live chat
before the games start, right? Not afterwards, where he's cherry picking all the numbers. That's ridiculous.
You have to subscribe to the Patreon then. If you want to see something before,
you get money. Then, it's a trick, bro. You can't see that. It's a trick. That's what I'm saying. You go subscribe, right? If you want, let's put some money up, right? We'll put money up and see who comes up with the better picks. And then you can win your money back that you subscribed with, right? So whatever it pays for you to do the Patreon this week, that's what we'll bet. Or we could double it. It's up to you.
Double it.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, so you can go ahead and subscribe and we can do the picks, right? And list them one through whatever. Whoever has the most points from the picks wins.
Tell you what, I'm glad I'm not in the UK at the moment with the Queen dying, because everyone would be fucking over the top about it. It'd be everywhere. It'd be all over the streets. Everyone would be talking about it. I'm fucking glad I'm not there. So yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I know they said this morning it was some like official start of the morning. So what does that mean? Like no business is open? Something?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd imagine, I don't know, maybe just no business for a few hours. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised. Over the Jubilee, it was like more or less, you know, days off for everyone. People were like, even like, you know, the average person that sits somewhere between, you know, a normie and all this sort of thing, whatever. But I was even coming across people that were like having Jubilee parties in the UK because it was just some excuse to have a party, you know what I mean?
True.
It shows how our people are still, so many people are still so fucking caught up in the nonsense.
Sure. But you have black folk in this country that will, so-called black folk, that will celebrate 4th of July, you know, as like, you know. But really, it's just a party, you know. It's not really in remembrance of
the 4th.
Most of those days are just
76. But it's like, why not just do something on the 5th just to be an asshole? You know what I mean? Like, that's the way I think.
But a lot of these things, you know, it's like the, you know, we're talking before about the 2 minutes of hatred in 1984, you know, it's just like the inverse of that. You know, it gives everyone a day to celebrate. Enjoy your slavery.
Right. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess people got to go back to work on the 5th, right? But, I mean, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, it could be any fucking day. Just not that day. But whatever. You know, people are going
to... But even what they've been trying to do in Australia for the last few years is that they're playing the whole Indigenous card of not having Australia Day on the traditional day that Australia would have the annual day called Australia Day. And there's been a big move within the sort of woke community to change that, to turn that off and to, you know, put the pressure on that Australia Day shouldn't be on that day, it should be on another day, because, you know, that means the enslavement of the Aboriginal people, take over the Aboriginal people. And so, you know, even if that were true, you think that was just one day that occurred. It's just the ignorance behind that sort of suggestion. It's fucking pathetic.
Sure.
So you want to move it forward a day, or back a day? What, you don't think it was still an issue then, the thing that you think you're protecting?
In Australia, is there Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Oh, mate, it goes on for fucking ever. Everyone's dressed in pink.
Is it October?
I can't remember. But,
that's what it is here. It's October. But it's really just to normalize it. It's not like to really get anything done about it. It's really just to say, hey, this is a thing now. Like, care about it and worry about it and give me your money for it. But we're not going to fix it, though.
Yeah.
It's the last thing we're going to do. We're just going to make it to where it becomes a normal thing for you.
Yep.
To fucking get your breast chopped off or whatever the heck they do to you. Give you, you know, radiate you, whatever the hell. I don't know.
That's what they start putting big billboards up within in the UK, like at bus stops and all that, saying 80% of males will experience prostate cancer.
That's not out
of their ass.
I don't know, like, what it is.
There's no substance to that at all. You know, it's just normalizing the fact that if you get this, you're just normal.
Ooh, yeah, I like I said, I think it might be more to it than meets the eye. You know, like, I think this is the power of suggestion, right? Like,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's that.
It just plants that seed in your head, like, oh.
No, if you've got sore balls, better go get cancer checks.
And that's what makes it real. It was like you worrying about it.
Yeah.
And obviously your diet and your thoughts and your diet, you know, and everything goes into it.
I had a couple lumps under one of my armpits years back that I was, you know, I was feeling them and thinking, you know, fuck sake, you know, what's that? I looked into it, asked a few questions, blah, blah, blah. And then so I stopped using deodorant at the time. And those lumps disappeared. Anyone beyond their 50s or 60s that would experience that, they would then go and get that check and get told that it's cancerous, go through a whole bunch of fucking treatment that would ruin their life from then on. All the same, more or less the same thing, I would imagine. I know I'm much younger, blah, 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 but still.
Yeah, for sure.
The cancer industry.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think we've discussed it before. Pretty cool, where it's like
anxiety
kind of. Yeah, I'm back for about 20 minutes, so I've got to drive into work. But if I'm too loud as well, I'll just do it. But,
you're fine.
It's fine.
Cool. It's something that apparent is like in Western cultures, we're kind of obsessed with like not dying, there's something to there's something to what I'm saying, like how it's not really like the best thing for society to be always concerned about or like have that at the forefront. But saying that though, when you do criticize it, you're kind of criticizing something that, you know, is really good as well. So like you want to protect people from, you know, dying, so to speak, unfortunately. But there is some kind of like grating effect of always considering that you're going to die. You know, you mentioned suggestion before, and like that's definitely part of it. I'm not like a full believer in the power of suggestion, but at the same time, it's like there's something to it. You know?
Yeah, they can't not be something to it. Yeah, yeah. But it's not everything at the same time.
Exactly, yeah. But the whole not dying thing is like so, and I've said it before, it's like, you know, I'm going to die. I'm kind of like come to terms with that. And I think a lot of people have as well. And they don't really get a choice in like what gets advertised to them, I think, with like the current regime. Like they just come from all angles, so to speak. Like, but yeah, I don't really pay much attention to it anymore. Good for me, but it's not good for everyone else, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you're walking down the sidewalk and someone tossed like some tacks down, right? Like, if you see them coming, if you know they're there, you can just walk around it.
Right.
If you're not aware, then you're gonna walk on them, and you're not gonna realize what happened until it's too late.
Yeah, and like part of life is like experiencing the fact that like you can get like kind of robbed. So.
They guided me with psyops.
Psychological operations.
They guided me with psyops. They weaponized psychology. Yeah.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
And we're back. Right. Yeah, so I think looking at stuff in that regard is like interesting. Say, one thing I've noticed is like the popularization of UFC or Ultimate Fighting Championship, which I'm in kind of like mixed worlds about. I'm in the mixed martial worlds about. Because on one hand, I can see like how things like boxing and stuff, like they're kind of like a good outlet for people to like something to be interested in and stuff. But I was watching some UFC fights the other day, and it's like it's so immoral. Like I just couldn't get it past my head. It's like beating someone's head into the ground, and then
let's like put two alphas in a cage and see who wins. It's like
there's something like a dump. There's a dumpster fire element to it, but at the same time,
I just
saw like an advertisement for like a local UFC thing here in Melbourne, and I was just like, man, this is not good for people to
can't be.
Yeah, but at the same time, in a society that's kind of like really has
it's an outlet for the alphas amongst society as well, isn't it? So they've got all this anger, this pent up anger within them that they'd love to release, and that, you know, there'd be plenty of heads that people want to punch in, you know what I mean? Just because of the current sort of world we're in. But because they don't do it and they can't do it, it's a good release for them to be able to watch other people doing it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and at the same time, I think it like hijacks kind of like masculinity, because it's like, you know, being masculine isn't, it's not just like beating someone's head into the carpet. It's like being masculine.
Fucking providing for your family and that sort of shit.
Yeah, like, providing for your family, being principled, remaining steadfast. There's some things you can kind of like get from being masculine. Like, I mean, I don't know. And then we're in this culture where it's like the people on the ground are being attacked And then you have this stuff that's like promoted, like UFC. You know, I don't find it's a contradiction. It's just how life is. It's like you have these kind of things that are happening at the same time. And it's like just a little bit like once you get past the whole mind boggledness of it, tend to look at it with a bit easier eyes. But I still hate it. You know.
To me, it's the same, almost the same category as video games. Grown men playing video games. Sorry if I'm offending anyone that still does, but.
I mean, sure. Like, video games are like kind of like a narrative, kind of like reading a book, I think, and in some regards, anyway. Depends on what kind of video game you're into, and that kind of thing. But yeah. Anyway, didn't mean to interject with some ultimate fighting championship nonsense.
I didn't quite catch you. Do you think it's those are scripted or fixed or?
No, I was just saying like the impact something like having on the impact of having UFC in the being in vogue on the culture, like that really what society needs to promote in some sense, like because it's I don't know, I watched a few fights and I was like, man, this is like such an immoral sport. Like, I kind of got past it a little bit and saw it for what it's worth. Whether it's scripted or not, I mean, the world of boxing has been, it's well known how scripted that is. So for sure, there's some, kind of like bookmaking afoot.
Differentiate between scripted and fixed.
There's certainly elements of that for sure, and there's elements of like wrestling as well, like as in the scripted part of it, where you have this person called Dana White who's like the in control of the whole company, and he calls it a company, and I remember just thinking like that's exactly what Vince McMahon used to call his WWE
WWF initially.
Oh yeah, and then the World Wildlife Fund, took over that name for good. But yeah, like there is,
new king is behind that, isn't he?
is King Charles behind that? Yeah, okay.
He
calls himself a a natural environmentalist, something like that. I remember reading that. I don't even know what that is. I mean, do you have a degree in environmentalism, King Charles? I mean, I do. You know, is mine inorganic, but yours is just from birth. Yeah, which is kind of like whatever. I can kind of like sit against the wind with that a little bit, but New king. I had to put all the flags at half mast yesterday. That was pretty, I've never had to do something like that before. So, thought that was pretty cool. just for what it's worth. Yeah.
I think fixed is something that can, like, happen in real time, right? As to where scripted is, like, predetermined. All games aren't created equal here, like for football, right? Like, I think some of the lesser games can be manipulated for point totals or for who's going to win by a certain amount. But ultimately, the bigger games, like there's certain teams they want in there every year. So over in the bigger picture, they may promote things to go a certain way, but each game isn't scripted like a wrestling match.
Right, yeah. Because You make a good point with that as well. So when people try and figure out through means of data analysis if something's fixed, and then they move into like looking at whether it's scripted or not, it's such a huge calculation with different data sources that it's like, at the end of the day, this kind of stuff is not quantifiable. It's like you can qualify some stuff.
It's what you call circumstantial evidence. Like, it's not really gonna prove anything necessarily. Yeah. It's just you have all these little circumstantial nuggets, and then you try to put it together, but it's not gonna form anything worth. It won't stand, you know. It's just a bunch of useless information.
Yeah, you can't like. It's like if you have a accounting system that is base 6 or even base 10, you're gonna like every 10 numbers you're gonna have a repeating number, like regardless of which way you look at it. So what we were talking about the other day, and the chess match that happened, they had 20 games, and you know something's gonna happen on the 9th game, and something's gonna happen on the 11th game. Right, and then of course, what if they labeled the games? Used A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What if they did it in alphabetical? It's like, well, then everyone would pull out their gematria calculator.
And then they would jumble these letters around and make words like, oh, C. After the fact, of course, though.
Yeah. Not so it's like, it's like that's why I said at the time. It's like it's a cool story. You know, like it's a cool story. Like I think stuff like that's kind of interesting. But but it is. What is the how does the cliche go? Cool story, bro. And it's like I remember when I was thinking about it later on. I looked up all these languages and what they call their chess pieces, and it's like a lot of them call the rook the tower. Like I mean, I don't know. Like it's. As I said, a leap of logic, and you can only qualify this stuff. So it's like, I mean, I guess it is like a spiritual thing in the truth movement for a lot of people, right? It's like they have belief.
For sure.
They have belief in these numbers.
Belief.
And
that's why I focus on belief versus knowing so much, because it can be, the beliefs are dangerous. You know?
This is where I disagree a little bit, because I think sometimes, like in the truest sense of the word, yes, like belief can be said. It's something that you don't know 100% for certain. But then in some sense, it is 100% certain. When I say belief in these numbers, it's like the same belief as someone who's going to church or the mosque every morning. You know, it's a similar thing. It's not, so much reliant on the material as it is on spiritual experiences. So,
Can you give me an example of when a belief would be necessary? Are there any beliefs that are absolutely necessary?
So I'll try and give two examples. So, obviously, I think the big one is, say, if you're a Christian, I can use myself as an example. I know that Jesus Christ is King, and I believe that to be true.
So you wouldn't consider that a dangerous belief? Like some people use that to kill other people, like in the Bible at least, right?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like how a hammer can be dangerous. You can build a house, or you can murder.
Well, the state of Israel is built on the lie that they are the people of the Bible, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
that's dangerous. That would be an example of a dangerous belief, in my humble opinion. Doesn't have to necessarily be. Doesn't mean you're dangerous because you believe it, right? It just means that it can be used in a way to justify killing other folk.
Yeah, in a sense. And it can be used to justify, like, building a great society as well. So it's like,
sure, I agree.
Yeah,
I was raised in the church. It's not all bad, in my humble opinion. You know, and I don't think you're a bad person just because you believe. You know what I mean? I'm not that type of thing. Yeah. I don't think like that.
I agree with both of you there. Definitely.
So the other example I was going to give is like, let's take an electrical engineer, for example. Now, he knows that that circuit is going to work because he did his calculations and he's fixed all his transistors and resistors to be compatible. And he believes that because of you know, certain quantum physics kind of like theories. So it's like that's how I would sort of differentiate believe and knowing.
Oh, I thought you were giving me another example of a belief that would be necessary.
Yeah, so it's like...
That was my initial question was, like, are there any beliefs that are required?
Any beliefs that are required?
Like a normal life, right? Like, is there anything that, like, you must believe in order to, like, you know, live?
Well, I think in some sense that... this is kind of a hard one to pin down at 7:15, but I'll try. It's like,
well, there is nothing. The answer is no. There is nothing you have to believe. Like, there's just things you have to know in order to survive, right? Like, you know, fire's hot. Like, it's my favorite example to use, right? But everyone can relate for the most part, right? Like, you don't have to believe it. You know it, and you act accordingly, or you'll be hurt. Could be possibly killed.
Right. So
you better know. You better not believe. You better know.
I think that
you know to stay out of certain areas at certain times, right? Or like dress in a certain way, or you know, you just don't walk down the street with your money hanging out of your pocket, right? Well, you know better.
Right. But think about it this way, right? It's like you may know that the desert is going to kill you if you don't find water eventually. But you believe that there might be something out there, like an oasis.
No, you know there's water underneath you. So it's not about finding it.
I'll use a different example.
Like, if you're out there, you know, you better know that there's water somewhere, or you...
It's true. But, all right, so I'll give another one. So it's like, you know that this frog is poisonous and it will kill you. But you have this belief that there might be something to it when it comes to aiding you if you just try a little bit. And then belief is kind of like fundamental to knowing. Like it sort of comes first in a lot of regards.
No, see, there's a difference between faith and belief, in my humble opinion, right? Like, I would describe what you have in Christ as faith. Like you trust the word of God, right? Like, you trust what, like, the covenant, right? Like, you trust that that is true. So you have faith in it, right?
Yeah.
Because you have examples in your life to confirm it for you personally, right?
Sure.
Like that I could never know. Like I could never know your conviction personally or your testimony on like why you believe that or have faith in God or Jesus Christ. Only
I know
that for yourself or believe.
Yeah. I could give it to you though. You know?
Like what, your testimony?
Yeah, sure. You know. And I can, you know, kind of, what do they call it?
Yeah, apologetic. Only you can know for sure. Like, you know, like it's just a story to me.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I don't believe anything. Like I'm obviously an extreme example. I don't believe anything. Right. Like there's things I know. That's what I live by. So I'd have to believe you that like you have some type of personal confirmation that Jesus Christ is just like a real.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I was trying to get like a more simpler thing. So I think belief when it comes to faith is like the obvious kind of like example. But it's like, say you're driving home and you know this is the way home, but you see another possible route and you're like, maybe I'll try that. You know, you have this like little bit of belief that it might be quicker way. Like I think it acts in a
sure, but it's not necessary. Yeah, your intuition, yeah, like can be helpful. And like, yeah, like if you want to believe there's another way, sure, go right ahead. But it's not necessary.
I mean, sure, it isn't necessary, but it's like it seems like it's fundamental to like, especially the drive in men.
I get what you're trying to say. It's like, where would the growth come from, right? Like, who's going to – how would we know there's another route to take if someone doesn't step out on faith, right? As I'd like to
say. Yeah. So or it's like, imagine – that's another way. Yeah, that's a good way.
Well, you could use your logic and realize that, obviously, if you can triangulate your position or whatever, you know there's another way, right? Like, you just have to figure it out because, like, you know – where you're going, right? Like, you know your one route. So you have a relationship between time and space and like how long it takes you to get to A to B or wherever. So you like are, you know this in your head. So it's like, you know, there's another way. You just have to find it.
Oh, sure. But it's like, how do you know that there's going to be another way unless you had that an initial like a stepping stone of like trying to like reason and rationality.
Well, the repetition of your route, right? Like if you're saying you like you said that you know your way home, right? So
this is Without a Trace.
Rochello.
Will Lose.
Tim Real.
Zulo.
Merbless.
SMJ.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, okay, maybe it's a place you just moved, right? So all you know is your way home, right? Like you're not really aware of your surroundings, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you just use your logic and reason. You know there's other ways because, I mean, if you have enough driving experience, you know there's going to be detours regardless of.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's literally only one way to go. They like there's going to be a detour for you. So.
Yeah. Like I think 9 times out of 10, like when you go for that.
If you believe, you could end up in the wrong neighborhood and be hurt. So that's what I mean about believing something where like there's nothing there. Like if you know, then you know that you'll be safe on your route, right? But if you're just winging it, like you're in just some city you don't know, and you say, "Oh, I'm gonna go a different way because I believe there's another, a better way," like an asshole, right? Then you could end up like in the wrong place at the wrong time. Oh, so you better know that there's another way. You better plan it out. You better make sure you know another path. Not believe, because that could waste a lot of time believing that there's another path when you may go the wrong way. See what I'm saying? Why beliefs are dangerous, and it's better to know.
Well, I mean, it is, of course, better to know, but like, if you look at it from the perspective of, say, let's just say you're a fairly uncivilized kind of man, and you know that this plant is good to eat. So it's like, I know that that's good to eat. That's all I'm going to eat for the rest of my life because I have like no good way of knowing, you know. Of course, you can like kind of go through the process of logic like you were articulating before, but it's like even to get the process of logic, you kind of need like a belief to like see that logic is real and like actually works. So it's like belief is really only there for a moment and then it becomes knowing. Like it's kind of like that number one stepping stone towards knowing in a lot of things.
Mm. Well, that's why a relationship with the creator and to be grounded in reality is so imperative, because then you know that there's abundance for you. Right? Well, it's all around you. Like, you can see it. Like, you can, a primitive man, right? Like, he would see the abundance surrounding him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You don't have to believe it. You know there's not only, you say, oh, he's just going to eat this one fruit because he knows it's good. Well, there's a bunch of other fruits. And it will be clear to you that, like, the more you trust yourself in be in tune with the creator or whatnot, whatever you want to call it, you realize, like, it just becomes self-evident.
Well, yeah. That's why I said that it's like belief is only there for a moment. Like, when you use an example.
That's the serpent's trick. Belief is the serpent's trick. Oh, believe me, I have all the answers here. Like, you just don't have to eat from here. You could have this, too. Just believe me. Just trust me.
But belief also, like, believe on me. And you will have internal life. You know, that's the words of Jesus. So it's like, I mean,
they flip the script though in the Bible, because they say, oh, that you eat from the tree of knowledge and then you are pushed to hell, right? Basically.
Well, Oh, anyway, oi, we should continue it on Monday. I gotta go to work. Sorry, man. It's good chat, though.
No problem.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, sorry to cut it short.
No problem.